بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. بلا جان کیا جامو مینا عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. بلا جان کیا جامو مینا عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیچ ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیچ ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو. سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے. ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک و تعالی اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وکونوا مع الصادقین. صدق اللہ المولانا العظیم. الحمدللہ we had the good fortune to go to مدینہ المنورہ for the ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Riyaz was with us, and we had a good friend with us also, Maulana Khalil, who is originally from India, but mashallah for a number of years he's working in the country of Burundi, and he's actually stationed in Burundi, but the nearby countries like Rwanda, Tanzania, Kenya, all those countries. Congo is working in those countries also. And mashallah, he's doing a real fantastic job, which you can say is really unbelievable and out of this world. He's there for a number of years, but since a few brothers of South Africa, our brother Yusuf Desai and them, have joined him also in his effort. So in 4 years, he said the first half is, he's so fortunate, the first half is of the country, Allah made that half is by his hands. And then again, there are about 20 hafizes between the ages of about 8 and 12, 13. And the mashayikh who are there, they couldn't believe it. Even the mashayikh are not hafiz. They couldn't believe it. They came there to test them. But unfortunately or unfortunately, they got tested. They tested the students, and mashallah, they saw the students passed from anywhere you could ask them, they knew. Then they asked the mashayikh to read. And they admitted, we can't read correctly also. Forget anything, we can't even read correctly. So anyway, and mashallah, he's got a lot of other qualities. He's a young man, 39 years he's old. But when he came there, at a very small little house, at that time no madrasa, masjid, nothing. And 3 rooms in the house. One room he should sleep with his wife and children. The other room, the local children. And small children, they should urinate anywhere. And he says his wife never ever complains. She should clean, she cooks for them, feeds them, everything. And the other room, the muallims who were teaching in different places. They were muallims, but they can't read Quran Sharif properly. They don't know the basics of deen. They don't even know about mazahib or anything. So they should come there from different places. And they should take turns and they should come and learn. In this way, mashallah, and how lot effort he puts in. He goes and all the building work, the madrasa work, the control, everything, mashallah. So anyway, by Riyaz, he one day was singing one of his poems by him, and then he came and told me that he sings very nice, he renders the poems very well. Then we came to know Chupe Rustam, that mashallah, his tune also is very nice, not a false tune or anything. The pronunciation is also so correct, and perhaps one of the biggest things which many brothers have, mashallah, that feeling with which he reads. It's not only saying the poem, but with the feeling. So may Allah Ta'ala let us benefit, inshallah. And this, of course, Hazrat's beautiful poem, and that we are just back from there. Still the scenes of Medina Sharif are all the time in front of us, Makkah Sharif, all the time when you make namaz, it's as though the Kaaba is in front of you, and that huge, huge crowd around the Kaaba. What a scene, what hasn't Allah given the Muslims? What are they short of? Scenes of Jannat in this world already. And of course, Rawdatul Jannah, which we commonly refer to as Riyadul Jannah. The correct is Rawdatul Jannah. Rawda is a singular, Riyad is the plural. And his name is Riyaz also. It's a plural of row of garden. So it's only one garden, one piece of Jannat that is here. Rawdatul Jannah. Perhaps people are referring it to as Riyaz, its value is so great. That it's not like one where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. If that is not Jannat, then what is it? Dr. Iqbal says, ye Jannat nahi to aur kya hai. If this is not Jannat, then and we got Jannat in this dunya. And mashallah, to go there in Jannat, to be just near Jannat, to be in the capital of the universe, and to be by the king of the universe. And what the today try and get a meeting with a minister, prime minister, president is out of the country, but to get a meeting with the king of the universe is so simple. To book your ticket, get your visa, and off you go. And there, in a few, you're just standing a few meters away. And mashallah, what a scene. So how beautiful Medina is. Ye subhe Medina, ye shame Medina. These mornings of Medina, the glory of the mornings of Medina Sharif, when a person goes to Hajj time, when he comes back after Ishraq, and how beautiful the scenery. When we were there now, crowds are big, alhamdulillah, and they will grow bigger also, inshallah. Wamakaru, wamakarallah. The people are trying as much as possible to yuriduna yutfi'u nur Allah. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. They are trying to put out the light of Islam. The light of Islam is burning brighter all the time. And before, many of us will also remember, when we were small, we never heard of anyone going for Umrah. If somebody was going for Hajj, it was a big, big story. And big dawahs and everything. One person in a town should go for Hajj. Two persons in a town used to go for Hajj. That was a lot in the bigger towns. But now, mashallah, for Umrah, continuously, what the crowds are. So, this... what was I saying? Yeah. So they're trying to put off the light of Islam. The light of Islam is growing stronger all the time. And as many mu'mineen come, there's also a ajeeb thing that, for example, if you have something to decide on, better to make mashura important things. Because if you decide it on your own, mashallah, you're a mu'min. The nur of iman is there in the light of death, inshallah. But if you make mashura with somebody, now there are two lights. So now you're going to get a more light on your mashura. And if you are five people, now five lights. And if you get somebody with a strong light, now everyone's his light is so, the whole mashura is going to be so lighted up. So Medina Sharif and Makkah Sharif, which is the house of Allah, and where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting comfortably, what is the light there? That is enough for the light. But all, and how many awliya must be coming all the time? What qualities you see of people, man, woman, everyone, somebody crying, somebody in dua, somebody in namaz, Allahu Akbar. There are those people, Allah make us maaf, we don't have the jazba. But you see, after like Zohar namaz, noticed it a few times, they just take out a small packet from their pocket, plastic packet, little bit food, they eat it, finish. Drink their water, they take a little rest, whole day, they're in the haram, all the time. And we have to have proper dastarkhan, and we have to have our food, and we, without a chara, our meal is not complete, and without chutneys, our meal is not complete. They're just a few morsels they eat, and finish. And of course, who doesn't know about the hospitality of Medina Sharif? When Monday, Thursday, rozas especially, and in fact every day, there are less dastarkhans, but Monday and Thursday, where we were sitting, a small boy of I think 5 or 6 years, going outside, getting the people to come sit here. Make sure this that old people. Then he goes out again. And he brings others. And he's putting the dastarkhan. So, small boy of what and what, and dressed also so neatly and tidily. And we're taking promises from them that every day you come sit at this dastarkhan here. What a place Allah Ta'ala has given us. And really also, there are various reasons we go for Hajj and Umrah also, Umrah and Ziyarat also. Some people, we're not talking of the people with wrong intentions, whatever, people with right intentions. Some go, how many of us know the value of Ziyarat of Medina Sharif? And the ziyarat of the qabr of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Perhaps we don't know, so we don't make the intention for those benefits also. Though there is kalam, there is detail on the narrations, but there can be no doubt on the truth of the words that a person who visits the qabr of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for him. A person who will visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like a person who visited Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his lifetime. And of course Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is alive in his qabr. And his two great companions, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, they are alive there in their qabr. And to go and visit them, and when we read salam also, we say assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, on you. Oh, Allah's Rasul. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present. So there are great virtues. So we should make those niyats. We should study the kitabs. Otherwise, I'm just going for ziyarat. I'm just going for umrah. There isn't much value. There is value. Great value. But we can enhance that value much more. There are many of us, mashallah, many, who go there with the niyat of ibadat. And such people normally also, which is also matloob, it is required that we make, of course, ibadat we make all the time, inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq, but there we try and make extra ibadat. But the extra ibadat also we can make anywhere, everywhere where we are. That also is not the real object. The real the real object is to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to visit the house of Allah Ta'ala. And to visit Makkah Sharif, this is very important, which is the birthplace of Islam. When we're there, we should think that I'm going to visit the birthplace. We know almost any country also, the day they got independence, the day they got sovereignty, is declared a public holiday, big functions are held, and everything is celebrated. This was the day, there is a city from there where the world got salvation, and where the world got sovereignty, and the world got independence from all the evil of the idol worship, and people didn't know what was the correct way of life, how to conduct ourselves. This was all where it came, right here in Makkah Sharif. The cave of Hira, where the first revelations came. And then afterwards in Makkah Sharif, and also at the same time when we are there, today, mashallah, the amount of lights the Haram has, it's also unbelievable. And all the time there is expansion. Perhaps there is no time when there is no construction work carrying on, no expansion taking place, which is of course because of the needs. The number of people that are going more and more. But at the same time, we should try and put our minds back 1400 years. And think right of the beginning, when Hajira alayhi salam, with her little son Ismail alayhi salam, they were there, not a shrub, not a blade of grass, not a drop of water, only tawakkul on Allah. And when they made that qurbani, then today they can't cope with the crowd. One of the reasons which they normally close the gates, they bar them off, is because they panic with the crowds. They think the crowds is going to be too much and it will cause chaos inside. So they bar it. Many times there is still place, but they won't let you in. They have to do, it's all administration, organization, to see to it. Otherwise people go so much that when there is one stuff, they start another stuff in between. Now nobody's namaz can be made properly, where and where difficulties, and it can cause a stampede also, when there are too many people in too small a place, so they have to control it. But the fact remains that this was at one time where there was absolutely pure, where a poet says, jahan khauf bhi apne qadam rakhne se darti thi, where even fear was frightened to put its foot. Fear, you fear fear, but fear is frightened for such a place. And today it is Balad-e Amin. It's a piece of peace. Where the lady goes on her own, 2 o'clock in the morning, she wants to go to the haram, shouldn't, but if she wants to go, men are usually lazy, tired. Women got more jazba, and there are many women, the men are sleeping, the women go to the haram, make tawaf, they come back all safely, nothing happens, such a place this is. So Allah Ta'ala has made this. So we should reflect on our history also. And then again, and the persecution that carried on. For 10 years in Makkah Sharif, what persecution the non-believers had put the Muslims under, what difficulties and what hardships they had to go through. 13 years in Makkah Sharif, 13 years in Makkah Sharif, and all that persecution, and Allah did not allow them to fight back at all, but they were just commanded to make sabr all the time. And then when they made hijrah to Medina Sharif, 10 years in Medina Sharif, there again also at the beginning the enemies from inside, the munafiqeen, who are mostly the Jews also, and the Jews who are open of Jews, and then from all around, the pagan Arabs, they all had made an alliance, and they want to, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned that at the beginning we had to sleep with our weapons with us all the time. That at any time somebody would attack Medina Sharif, and we have to be ready to fight them back. So that is how they... So today when we see, today, as I was mentioning, when you're in Medina Sharif, you see the crowd is so big, you find it a bit challenging. But when you go to Makkah Sharif, you say, no, there we were at peace. There was nothing. Crowd is here. There was nothing. And when we will go from Makkah Sharif to Qiyamah Day, which we all have to go, then we will realize those crowds of Makkah Sharif were also nothing. And especially when you come out of the Haram and you see somebody walking this way, somebody that way, somebody is running after somebody, somebody is shouting for somebody, what will it be on Qiyamah Day? So this inspiration really is what we have to try and go and take there. That is what we have to go and take. Make ibadat also, go there, and many of us just go that we like to go, many of us just for extra that everyone is going for Umrah, why we not going? So our name must also come in. Also good, mashallah. But what that Allah grant us the true spirit. And then to spend our time correctly there. That is very, very important, which Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explains in this poem also. So also, to return to your roots is very important. Very important also. Whether it's right or wrong, whether it's done in the right way or the wrong way, that is a separate issue. But we have family gatherings today, and people discuss their roots. Who were the first in this community to come to South Africa, etc. So we remember our roots. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam every Yawm al-Sabt used to go to Quba, and that was also the roots. The first place Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped was Quba. At Quba. And he made the first masjid to be built before Masjid an-Nabawi was the masjid of Quba. So every Saturday. So in one way it is the truth only. Allah knows the exact and the complete truth. But in one way it is also. So to remember your roots. That at that time what it was, and afterwards Medina became the capital of the universe. But at the beginning what was? So like that to remember our roots also. So we should go there to remember from where we got our Islam. And the loyalty that we have to pay to the cities where we got our ticket of Jannah, inshallah. Now it's up to us to look after the ticket, not to lose our ticket. And also to pay, but in a sense homage, where we went and from where we got everything to go and revive that. And as somebody said very beautifully, we come regularly here to charge our battery again. Or to go to the filling station and fill up petrol again. And these are our real marakis. At Markaz, Nizamuddin and Raiwind also, Kakrel, they say that our actual Markaz is Makkah in Medina. Because many times when we used to speak of Nizamuddin as our Markaz, Raiwind, especially people in government of the Arab countries, they say you are changing our Markaz is Makkah and Medina. So our elders in Raiwind and Nizamuddin also tell us, refer that to as our real, those are our Marakis, those are our capitals, Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. And so may Allah Ta'ala bless everyone to go, and may Allah Ta'ala put the true spirit and let us go with the right intention. And intention, Allahu Akbar, is such a thing that a person can make big intentions. And honest intentions, the work he'll do is the same, but with his intention he'll get so much more greater reward. For example, we all made Isha Namaz now, we made our Sunnahs, we made our Wajib Namaz also. But if our intention, one is those who didn't make intention also. And if we made the intention that it's your command, Ya Allah, even Sunnah is a command of Allah, but at the level of Sunnah. Wajib is also a command of Allah at the level of Wajib, Nafil, Faraz also, all. That it is your command at whichever level it is, and I'm here just to fulfill your command and to make you happy. That will make our namaz very, very valuable. Very valuable. And one is, I'm just making four rakats Isha namaz. And one is no intention, just behind the imam, Allahu Akbar. And the imam also, he also should make lot of intentions. And one very, very, very valuable intention which we can make, and it takes a few seconds only, just a little thought that, Ya Allah, I'm going to try my best to make a perfect namaz. Perfect namaz, we are human beings. Allah Ta'ala Himself said, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. I've created man weak, and our products, whatever we make, are also going to be weak. We would like to be perfect in everything, and we strive to that, but we are going to be weak, we're not going to be perfect. But the niyat, niyatul mu'min, خَيْرٌ مِنْ عَمَدِهِ. The niyat of a mu'min is better than his amal. So if we just make that niyat, that I'm going to make a perfect namaz, I'm going to try my best to make a perfect namaz, you already got the sawab of a perfect namaz. And if we make our niyat at, when we get up in the morning, that Ya Allah, today I'll make my 5 times namaz. We got the sawab of 5 times. And I'm going to make each namaz, sunnat, wajib, nafil, a perfect namaz. We already got that sawab. When we'll do the amal, niyatul mu'min, khayru min amalihi. The amal, there will be deficiency. We cannot do it perfectly. But with that niyat, you'll get that sawab. Also, nafil namaz, nafal. If we will make the niyat that we are making it for us, and then we can go into detail, or you can cut it short also, for our parents, etc., for all the Anbiya alayhi salam, first of all for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or after the amal, we can make the niyat that Allah passes the sawab to them, or before the amal, that Allah must pass the sawab of this ibadat of mine to them, all the sahaba, tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, the ulama, the mashayikh of the ummah, for everyone, our parents, our family people, our asatiza, our mashayikh, our students, our mutalliqeen, for everyone, according to that you'll get sawab. That namaz is still going to take you that 3-4 minutes, whatever it is going to be. But with the niyat of a few seconds, now what aren't your sawabs? And all those people will also benefit. And nobody makes the niyat that I'm going to make a deficient namaz. Even if you don't say, but your intention is to make a perfect namaz. So all these people will get that sawab. So niyat is very important. So even we go for Hajj, Umrah, Ziyarat, to make the niyat. Many of us don't make the niyat. We just say we're going Medina. Everyone goes Medina, part of the package, part of the parcel, but not to go, not also just going Medina Sharif, I'm going to visit my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we don't say it, it won't be appropriate to say. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. Who believes in Allah in the last day, he should honor his guest. That, Ya Allah's Rasul, I'm coming as a visitor to you. Don't say that the other part, but it's understood. And Allah's Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many people who have reported. One time, they were having a ijtima in Masjid-e-Nur. And one person, they told him, you are in charge of all the catering, the feeding, and that you are in charge. But with one condition, you don't ask anyone for money, and you don't go and make collection and that, but you are in charge. He only came with his Hajj expenses, perhaps a little bit extra, sometimes you run short also. Only with that, and now all to, at that time about 300 people, those days for the ijtima, but today, mashallah, 30,000, 50,000. At that time, only 300 people. Now he, making dua, that is what is wanted. That is the condition. That you don't ask anyone, you only ask from Allah. So he went, and he borrowed from the people, rice from the rice shop, meat from the meat shop, butcher, everyone he borrowed, and he said, I'll pay you later. Ijtima got finished and still he hasn't got money. So he went to Roza-e-Mubarak. Allah gave us Roza-e-Mubarak. And as our good friend Maulana Yunus Daya Sahib says, Damat Barakatuhum, that when I go to Medina Sharif, I don't make no dua. I ask Allah's Rasul to make dua for me. He said, when you got a big, big power, and you want to now, you got a top Mercedes, top Rolls Royce, and you want to push a little card there. So Allah's Rasul will make dua for you. And this is sabit, 100% sabit. Allah's Rasul, you don't ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for it, but you ask Allah's Rasul that he must make dua for you to Allah Ta'ala. So his dua, so he said that I've got this. When he went and paid a butcher, this is, he asked, what's wrong with you? You testing me or what? He said, why? He said, yesterday you paid me. Yeah, it's written off. You paid me yesterday and now you are coming to, you want to test me and to take your money double time. He went to the rice shop to pay them. They say, you paid me yesterday. Now what you are, came again here? Yeah. Everyone was paid already. So that Allah Ta'ala bless us with this. Whatever effort it is, tabligh or darul ulum or khanqa, whatever effort, this is the object. To have our correct iman and yaqeen on that. And for Umrah Ziyarat also, these are the real objects. Not just that we went there, I made so much ibadat, I went at this time of the night, 2 o'clock to Dharam, and at this time or something. And that also, we got different ways. May Allah help us. Shaitan and nafs are two strong enemies for us. But Allah, if He takes control, they are too weak, they can't do anything. Somebody, we might even say, the crowd, 2 o'clock, is also big. In other words, he's saying, I went there, I know. So you must get the message that I also went 2 o'clock in the morning, or this time, or that time. So there are various ways Shaitan robs us of our amal. You made that sacrifice, you got up, you stayed awake, everything. But or the enjoyment you get when you go 3 o'clock for tawaf, you can't imagine that enjoyment. So you must know that I went 3 o'clock. So this is how Shaitan can easily beguile us and lead us astray. So anyway, this beautiful poem of Hazrat, Ya Subhi Madina, Ya Shami Madina, just those occasions that a person remembers of the mornings of Medina, the evenings of, and Medina Sharif also, the morning of Medina, when you made Fajr Namaz, you didn't get a place also. But now, after Ishraq, you see the masjid is empty again. Or generally, they are still mashallah people, but compare how it just changes. Before namaz, how the people are coming. After namaz, how, and all this reminds us of Qiyamah Day. How people will be coming and going and from this side to that side. Mubarak tujhe ye Qiyamah Madina. This, you are very blessed. The stay of Medina may be very blessed for you. This is for those people who stay permanently also, and those who just come for a few days also. One person was saying that he had made the intention to stay there. He got all his iqama papers ready, etc. He was traveling with a taxi driver, Pakistani, and he told him. Then that person kept quiet. So he thought he might offended him or something. Then he says, my advice to you is not to make your iqama and come and stay here. Because you come here, make your ibadat and go away. He says, those people who stay there, they got endless problems with their iqama. Now all their duas are only for iqama. All their worry all the time is only for the iqama. It depends on every different person how it is. And if you just come here, you got no worry of anything. You just came here for your ibadat. It's you, it's the masjid, it's Allah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You got no other worry. But when you will stay here, then also if you stay there, now we find that also happening. Now you have to go and buy groceries, you are working, you are doing this. Very soon you see that connection with Haram Sharif is not there. What it was when you, what you thought you will do. There are those people, mashallah, as it's of the said of that person, right to the right of the Imam in Masjid al-Nabawi. For how many years that person is making namaz continuously at that spot. An Afghani person, and for how many years that is his place, and you'll always find him there. But his black turban, and he's just there, just to the right of the Imam. Or every namaz, every day of the year, throughout, how many years? So there are those people, mashallah, there are many people who are in the first saf, who are always there in the first saf. But other people, when you get used to the place, and you get have other occupations, and unfortunately, my weakness, when deen and dunya go together, Usually dunya gets preference. We know, for example, we went for a holiday, which we shouldn't in the first place, but our system. We came home late. We are hungry. Food we won't cut short. We won't want to cut short on our sleep, but our namaz will take shortcuts. That is if we make namaz. And if we don't make, that's a different thing. If we make, then we know that it's permitted. Now it's permitted. Holiday, everything else we'll do full. Go for this sightseeing in this place, this sightseeing. But namaz is the lowest in the priority. That is if we're making namaz. And then also cutting it short, just taking all shortcuts. But Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and help us that we give first priority for namaz wherever we are. One of our friends who is here with us, once a year he spent Ramzan 30 days. 10 days he went for a holiday and he traveled how many kilometers to make namaz with Jamaat. For 40 days namaz with Jamaat, the value of it. But we know it's not easy. Where you go, where in a resort or somewhere, and where is a musalla, where is a masjid. It's not easy. May Allah give us tawfiq and realize the value of our deed. Also, with regard to namaz, we should also remember this is the month of Rajab. We got the great gift of Rajab namaz in this beauty, this honorable month, that our namazes, what is the quality of our namaz? We are not instructed to perform namaz, we are instructed to perfect namaz. And that means that every namaz, if we work to perfection, it must be better than the previous one. And the next one must be better than the previous one. If we have done so, and we are brought up in an Islamic mahal and environment, then by the age of 20, our namaz should have been perfect. If we started at the age of 7 with namaz, 13 years is more than enough. By the age of 30, by the age of 50, but today we reach 70 and 80 also, but the quality of our namaz. Just to explain quality of namaz, Maulana Khair Muhammad Jalandri Rahmatullah Ali, I think mentioned this perhaps in the last majlis also, he had invited Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, Shaykh al-Islam, for bayans, for programs in his place. It was before partition of India and Pakistan. They travelled long journey, whole night's journey by train, and at a certain point, or sometimes even 2-3 places, they change engines. They put other engines onto the train. We had taken a good rest. Then they can. So at that point was Fajr time. So Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali told him, perform Fajr. He performed. Now he's a traveller, but see the people who got the taste of Iman. He made namaz and he read Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Dahar. Today the imam reads it, mashallah, there are imams, they read quite fast, which is necessary today. But those people, they didn't read it like just fast, that the people will get tired or they'll get upset. He read it properly. And with so much of istighraq, absorption, to be absorbed in namaz. Concentration, to be so much concentrated. And we can understand that today, with unfortunately a bad example. If you are busy with your phone, your wife comes and calls you for supper, you didn't hear she calls you. You are so absorbed in that phone of yours. Let the children be playing games, and you tell them something they didn't hear. When you tell them, I told you to, we never heard, you never told us. So absorbed in that, on the phone today. That people are coming and going, making salam. We don't know who came, who made salam, who went or whatever. And we can be sitting in a group of 4 or 5. Everyone, 4 or 5 people are not talking. Everyone is talking somewhere else. And they are so absorbed, they don't know what is happening here. So they were absorbed in namaz like that. So the trains, the engines got changed. The conductor blew his whistle, the train is going to move. He came there, he told them the train is going to be, but this way they were so absorbed in namaz. So much of concentration. After namaz, Maulana Khair Muhammad told Maulana, you could have made your namaz shorter. He said, I also know the masala. I could have even broken my namaz. But I didn't have a single bit of idea. I was so absorbed. We don't have one moment like that whether we are in Haram of Mecca or Haram of Medina or wherever, whether it's Ramadan or whatever. So Allah Ta'ala blesses us This is like one Buzurg said that on Qiyamah Day, I don't think my one Subhanallah will also come out correct by Allah Ta'ala. Okay? So where are we? But we are now 50, 60, 70, but two rakats namaz. And namaz is such a thing again that we should remember that riwayat also, that if we performed it nicely, properly as it's required to, outward postures, inward concentration, everything. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ خَائِفِينَ قَلْبًا وَسَاكِنِينَ قَالِبًا. What their body, what sukoon, itminan they are making. And in their hearts, that fear of Allah Ta'ala. That namaz gives you dua when it's going to Allah. And the namaz which unfortunately we are making, may Allah forgive us. I might think that I'm all my namazes, I've read my qazas, I've got no qaza namazes, I've read all my namazes. How many of our namazes must have been thrown back on our face? And baddua of namaz, as you destroyed me, may Allah destroy you, may Allah save us. We know many times how we make our namazes. When we are lazy, when we are making it at home, when we are traveling there is a lot of concession, but not to spoil your namaz. Many times we got other things more important rushing through our namaz, and this is, I'm speaking of those who make their namazes regularly. And those who don't make their namaz at all, what about them? Allah reward our mashayikh, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayh, where he discusses this. He says also at the same time that not making namaz is not as worse as is worse than making namaz though it's spoiled. Like for example, to be a Muslim, we make lot of gunas. To be a non-Muslim, that is one guna that you didn't make. But that one guna is much more bigger than all the gunas you make in your whole life. Not accepting Islam. That is one guna only, because namaz is not farz on you in that state. All the haram things are not haram. So you only made one guna of not accepting Islam. And when you are Muslim, how lot lies we speak, how lot bad things we look at, how many bad thoughts we have, how much we in our mind accusing people. Especially one great weakness in the Haramain. How we see the people and we start thinking bad of them. But how many people outwardly they don't seem to be so pious. But you see their hearts how in dua they are attached. How they got their concentration. If we can see the good, then we will understand. We got lot of problems with the guards, and there isn't only the guards and the security, but when the crowds are so big, the army also comes in to control the guards, to control the crowds. But first time I saw, and it made me so happy, that one of the army people, a person who was having the Quran Sharif, and he was doing, I think, something with his phone. He put the Quran on the floor, which has become very less, alhamdulillah. Before this was very, very common, that the Quran, they would just put it anyhow, but now it's very less. But anyway, that army chap came, he lifted it up, his hadha kalamullah. This is Allah's kalam. How can you put it down on the floor? Alhamdulillah. And also if we see all the places, one day we came for Asr, just after Asr. And there was one person to my right, and he was reading Quran Sharif. Maybe a Sudanese person or somewhere, but how he was just reading Quran. Just the suparas were just going. He was just reading, and mashallah. Usually when we read, we look little this side, this person notice I'm reading so much. Or we make dua also. I made so long dua, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, is somebody noticing? But mashallah. Then after Maghrib, there was a person who was listening to students, their Quran Sharif. Not normal students, but people who are grown up, they want to keep their door, they want to keep it alive. So he was listening. So he was listening. A beautiful way I saw he was listening. Wherever they made a mistake, the Jew mistake or a mistake, he wouldn't correct, he just stepped it. He must find his own mistake. And then he must carry on again. Unless he just cannot find his mistake, then he will tell him. But otherwise, he'll just tap the desk there. And then he must find his own mistake. We were very fortunate. Maulana Farooq Bobat was there. We met him, and he told us to meet him at a certain place. And the ustad of all the imams of the Hams of the Haram. And all they learned tajweed from him. And he said, according to me, he is the single person in the world who knows Qiraat kitab so well. Qari Ismail, Rahmatullah Ali also met with him. Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Mutara also. And listening to ten people, I counted them with them, all of them. So when Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Saab, Mutara went, he asked Maulana Farooq Bobad the next day if I can sit next to him. So he said, I'll ask you, very nice, friendly person, very humble person. Elderly. So he sat next to him and he was listening. So he said, Qari Saab, haven't got ghaflat, unmindfulness of one of the ten. If he's listening to this person made a slip up here or stuck, immediately he'll correct him. If he's listening there, and this person slipped up, he'll correct it. What command? And this is carrying on all the time in the Haramain. Unfortunately, many of us don't see this. We only see other things. Alhamdulillah, people have got great jazbah. Then just next to him, he told us, I'll make you people meet that person also. So Sayyid from the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to him, only 18 progenies. 1/8 from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to him. And he also, what akhlaq they have got. They are so great people, but what akhlaq, what character they have got. And also one thing that strikes you there, the construction work that is carrying on, though it is now at a low level, it goes slow because of the crane that fell and the investigation they had and all that. But still, with that crowd, if we have construction work at home, just little bit extension, we go and stay somewhere else or whatever we do. Yeah, the work is carrying on 24 hours. What crowds, and you don't hear one incident. All right, the crane fell. It wasn't intended. The winds at that time and everything that came, and people did get martyred also in the mataf, etc. But like that, it's carrying on. All work and the amount of work and people present and all this carrying on. It's a miracle. You can't believe it. And 24 hours the work, 24 hours the people. Yeah, we know when they has work on a building, it's cordoned off. People mustn't walk there. And there are big signs that people are working here, don't walk here. But there, all that work together is carrying on. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the true love of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, the love of Allah and the love of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how Islam spread from there to the four corners of the world. And 1400 years, and alhamdulillah, Allah's promise, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidhun. We have sent down the Quran Sharif and we will protect it. Till today, the Quran Sharif is protected, alhamdulillah. The words of the Quran, the tajweed of the makharij of every letter till today, people will teach you how to pronounce the ayn properly, the ghain properly, the qaf properly, they are there. And every zabar zair, you will be corrected. And every the meaning of the Quran Sharif, There are enough mufassirin and ulama haq who will protect the meaning of the Quran, no matter how the people are trying, and but Allah will protect it. So we must make dua also. They told us that in the Iranian media, openly and everywhere, TV, newspapers, everything, they say in 3-4 years they will be ruling Haramain Sharifain. Allah has protected this place. When Abraha also tried to come there with his elephants, so Allah is the protector. Nobody can ever, there is no need. And when Abdul Muttalib went with his goats, who was it? He said, this is my responsibility. House of Allah is Allah's responsibility. So Allah will look after the house. There is no question of that. But it is perplexing, worrying. But Allah will look after it. There is no doubt. One time, when the Americans had said they are going to change the Quran, and they have already distributed the Quran Sharif without jihad, ayats, etc. But they failed. Miserably they failed. They can't. When the British came to India, they also wanted to destroy the Quran Sharif, and they bought every Quran they could possibly find, wherever, whichever bookshop, wherever they could. Then somebody told them that this you can do, but when they produce the 8-year-old boy and the Quran is in his heart, how are you going to destroy this? And today, mashallah, there's one kitab we read, you haven't verified it, but they said a time came in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif also, when there wasn't the qadr, the appreciation of Quran Sharif, and in the Haramain, Tarawih took place of Alam Tara. And today, mashallah, this Qiyam-e-Layl, Tarawih also, Qiyam-e-Layl also. And Sheikh Ayyub, who has just passed away, Rahimahullah, he is the one who made 20 rakats in Medina Sharif. 20 rakats of Tarawih, the whole, and he was so ill with his asthma. In the day, he's in the hospital. At night, he's on the musalla. But at that time, when the qadr wasn't made, and we all must remember this, when we don't appreciate, Allah takes away His ni'mat. And then the people who appreciated, which were primarily the people of the area in India, which is called Panipat, which is famous for Quran Sharif and the qiraat of Quran Sharif, it got transferred there. Those people appreciated it. Perhaps every imam today in the masjid, in the Haramain, he's got directly or indirectly connection with the ustads and students of Panipat. It is their blessing on here. And this Qari I spoke about, I can't remember his name, in the Haram of Medina. Maybe I can't remember. So he is the ustad of all the imams in Tajweed, of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. And Ajib from Maulana Farooq told me, when he went, then he reversed his Quran for 6 months again to make it correct. And then he was happy, now my Quran Sharif is properly with proper Tajweed. He said, no, that's not yet enough. Then Jamia, they've got a computer. You have to read into that computer. And every time you make a mistake, it gives a beep. Whether it's a ghunna, ikhfa, you read a word which is majhul, ma'aruf, like kul, huwallahu. You say kul huwallahu. Every small thing, it will pick up. And then it will give you your results. That how much you have passed. Actual mistake also, zabar zair mistake also, tajweed mistake also, it has been programmed like that. So it will, he say, you have to go for that test. And he say, Alhamdulillah, I got 90% in that test. So, how, and in Medina Sharif, the effort of correcting Quran Sharif today, we started about 2-3 years ago, where there were very few people. One of the imams, he, mashallah, introduced this idea, which is very good, that as you are going out, they call you, or you come in, they call you and then they listen to you. And then they help you to correct your, and in a very, very respectful way. They will always keep your respect in mind and help you to read correctly. And then at the end, they will say, that when you are reading reasonably well, they put your name in the register. Now you are registered that you are also a student of Masjid al-Nabawi in Quran Sharif. Just to have our name entered there, how fortunate isn't it?
Or you go to Makkah Sharif, you ask somebody, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah, what a great qari, who wrote kitabs on qiraat also. But when you should go to Makkah Sharif, you should practice this Quran Sharif there. So to have your name entered by Allah as a student of the Haram of Makkah, as a student of the Haram of Medina, and in which subject? In Quran Sharif. Not in a subject, one alim told us, I haven't verified it, but he said at universities, philosophy is one subject, which is commonly taken by many of our people also. And so philosophy and psychology are brothers and sisters. And psychology, even more people take psychology, even if you want to become a teacher, you have to study psychology. And he says in this one textbook, the first chapter in philosophy is, have we created God or has God created us? The first thing is, they didn't even put it this way. Has God created us or have we? They say first is, have we created that? In other words, na'uzubillah, na'uzubillah. Even if you just read that chapter with the arguments and you can't think a little bit further, you get the doubt that Allah is just an imaginary, which the people of Europe, what is called secularism. Today, secular studies, secularism, secular state, whatever is secular, is atheism. That Allah doesn't exist, na'uzu billah. We just that, like everyone wants somebody more powerful to support him, to protect him. Like a child wants a mother, the mother wants the father to protect. Everyone wants somebody. So we have just imagined that Allah is there to protect us, na'uzu billah. And that Allah doesn't exist. And once that doubt came, how many huffaz of the Quran in one country have become murtad? When they went to university, they have become murtad because this doubt, and the minute a doubt is cast in the heart. Therefore, if we can also understand, but we today want to be liberal, broad-minded, we must be open-minded, listen to everyone's argument. One person, he says that what must we only listen to the ulama of Dioban, we mustn't listen to others. We can think for ourselves, we can even listen to the Shias, we can even listen to the Qadianis, to the Barelwis, to the Salafis. We got knowledge, we can make our decision. One of our ustads, he's no more here with us, but a good ustad, senior ustad, at one time he asked Allama Khalid Mahmood. Those of us who will know who Allama Khalid Mahmood is, what knowledge he has got. That Ustad asked him if I should study Maududi's books, not to give the answers. He said, don't touch it. You are not in that position. You will lose yourself. A senior Ustad, he said, you will lose yourself. Forget you going to answer it. Today a person wants to look after his iman, like you got $10,000, $100,000 money, and you say that I'll walk through all the crooks and that, and I'll leave it open. I'll see who can take my money. I know how to protect my money. Your iman is much more valuable. Or you take a wonderful diamond, valuable diamond, a woman, and she displays it in front of everyone, wears it. What's going to happen? You say, I know how to look after my diamond. The iman, which is the most valuable asset we have got, but we are just sure that we can look after it. And shaitan works in such a way you cannot imagine. And when this doubt is created, so we have to be very, very careful, especially in the Haramain. Also, we went there not to... there's another very, very important thing. In fact, I asked one of the ulama, senior ulama there, Maulana Abdullah Barni, that to talk in the masjid, which is not permitted. And like one time, time is up already. One time, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the masjid, and he, two people were talking. To draw the attention of one sahabi to call them, he didn't call his name also. So much he respected. He took a pebble and just threw it at him. And when that person looked, he said, call those two people to me. And then he asked them, from where are you? They said, from Taif. He said, had you been from Ahle Balad, from Medina, I should have punished you people. Masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you people talking loudly. And apparently it couldn't be dunya's talks. Then he gave me some answers, then he went and checked up. Till late at night the kitabs. Next day he came and he told me, dini talks are permitted, but that also not raising the voice. Reasonably, and that also we must remember, like for example, we're having one discussion. Yeah, I'm talking now, talking a bit loudly so that all can hear. If we had another group sitting there and talking, also so loudly. And another group sitting there and talking, also so loudly. And another group there. All this, how much? And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is alive there. Also in Medina Sharif, there is that alim who is alive, who is about 140 years old. He's totally bedridden and that, but he saw Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah. And he was present at the time when Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali was teaching Hadith Sharif for about 14 years in Masjid Nabawi. And when the question came of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam being alive or dead, he made an ishara to Rauza-e Mubarak and it opened up. And all who were present saw Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam alive. He is amongst those people. So, Alhamdulillah, these are all realities. So, Allah reward the authorities there. They have taken lot of measures that around the Rauza-e Mubarak there must be no noise. That it must be quiet there. Because to disturb Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not at all befitting. So that also we must keep in mind. Many of us who go, especially as families, and then we have we have meetings, especially between Asr and Maghrib. This person from where you came, which country are you? This side, which country are you? We went there for that. In the Khanqa of Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, people stayed in the same room for 40 days, for 4 months. At the end, they didn't know one another's names also. They didn't come there for personal all that. They came for something else. If we also can realize that we must be busy, and really, no matter you got like free time, you say we got there, lot of time. But you don't finish your du'as, and your time is over already. And still you have to make so many du'as. And if we all can take this lesson also, it would be very good. Which Allah give us tawfiq to practice always. Usually we do it little, we forget about it. Our Ustad Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that when we go for Hajj and for Arafat, how we make a shopping list, you must make a du'a list. Because then you remember all the things, make dua for this, for this, for this, for this person, that person. Like if you went shopping and you forgot one thing, and you come home, you know you got problems. That you didn't bring this, or you brought the wrong thing or something. Yeah, when we going back again to Arafat. Also for Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, we must make our shopping list. Not shopping in the malls. For that we make list today. Everyone makes a list for the 2-year-old child, for the 6-year-old child, this, for that person, this, for this person, this. We have to bring something for everybody. But our dua list, our shopping list from the shops of Jannah, and the treasures of Allah to take from there, to ask for this one's afiyah, that one got this problem, this one. It's just a little bit you do and your time is finished. And there are certain times where du'as are readily accepted. We should try and observe that. Between azan and namaz, those are immediately after namaz, how much we can. There is janazah namaz after that, but how much we can. Allah give tawfiq of tahajjud. After tahajjud namaz, that du'as. After fajr azan, again to the namaz. Then do your tilawat on its appropriate time. In the Quran, al-fajri kana mashhuda. Do your zikr at its appropriate time. After fajr, after asr, the zikr. There is a time for everything. And the valuable times, put the parts in the right place. Don't be like a beetle where you put your engine in the back. And the front, there is no engine there. So put everything, the right thing, on the right place. And then, inshallah, see what ease and comfort. You'll accomplish a lot with ease and comfort and in a little time. May Allah give us tawfiq. Today we didn't do majlis, just little bit of muzakara. And may Allah take us all over and over to Haramain Sharifain, where the true and proper and preparation is important. We more prepare our passport, our visas, we book a hotel is very important for us. Our actual shopping list, material shopping list is very important for us. These things are very important for us. But what it is supposed to be, and before we know what, time to go on. Just like that, for dunya, before we know it's mort. And also, take another 1-2 minutes, maaf, that for mort also, hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. Check yourselves before you're going to be checked. There are many gunas that we made. I was just thinking, reading one article, that that buzurg who was eating paan when the Hindus spend the holy they make, and they on everything, even urine they spit out, cow's urine and one whatever, or color or whatever. And that buzurg saw a donkey and he said, nobody made a spat on you. And his paan he was eating, he spat on him. Then Allah Ta'ala took him to task for that. Mm-hmm. How much we have copied the kuffar in our young days, did we make tawbah of that? Whether it is in sports, the dressing in sports, whether it is in many things till today also. We copying the kuffar. Today it's a prestigious thing to go for holiday twice a year, thrice a year. Who are we imitating? Many things Allah. And we don't make tawbah. We don't think of it as a guna. But like for example, the bird Nazri. Until our sheikh came, how many of us were not conscious? We just knew it's a guna far away, a remote corner somewhere, it's a guna, but not conscious. That's it. But do we make tawbah? We don't make tawbah. There are so many things. How much we think bad about people? We don't make tawbah. Ghibat. If we don't make, we are listening to ghibat. But we don't make tawbah from that also. So all this is very, very important to correct ourselves. Tawbah. Otherwise, we'll die and then we'll get a shock. The records will be open. And then we'll see, we can't deny anything. This also I did, this also I did. If we make it now and we make tawbah, and Allah is kind, sometimes He sends a difficulty on a person, illness on a person, this problem, then he reflects, if he's fortunate. Allah gives him tawfiq. And from your young days, from the time you became baligh, many of us, we were in high school at that time. How many gunas we were involved in? Our dressing, first of all. And then how many of us, girlfriends, all other affairs, music, all other things, taking photos, etc. All these things, how many things we were involved in? Going to wrong places, etc. And we never thought of is this wrong, and we didn't. And doesn't mean that now 20 years have passed, now it's written off. Till you don't make sincere tawbah, correct tawbah, it doesn't get written off. So we must try and become conscious and give time to reflect on that also. Let it not go over the limit that we become despondent also and get depressed also, but we must make tawbah also of it. And think of Allah's favors which are upon us. Allahu Akbar. Tomorrow morning, but that is very far tomorrow morning. When we'll go home now, we're going to the house. The house is filled with how many things? Perhaps some of us enter from the kitchen, somebody from the lounge, wherever we enter from. How many things there in every place? Whether it's the floor, the carpet, the ceiling, all the stove, the fridge, then going the bedroom, the bed, the toilet. For each thing, how many things are there? If you just think of one thing, the toilet, the pen. How many people work to make the toilet pen? All this Allah in His infrastructure has made it that tonight at so and so time my banda will come to use you. If you must be ready for it. That one milk, one drop of milk that we're going to drink. How many people? The cow, the grass that grew, it ate it. All the cans that were made, all the trucks that were used, all the dairies, the shopping places. How many people working on all so that this banda of mine, that tomorrow for breakfast he gets his one, or he gets his cereal. And then again the cereal is different. We just put the cereal powder milk, we just eat it. No Bismillah, no Alhamdulillah. And Allah is preparing for every split second billions of things for one person, for one part of his body. But no shukr, no think, not to think, that's why the azab of Jahannam for those who don't believe in Allah. And ghaflat, for that also is a big azab, that is to be unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. But you believing in Allah, at least make shukr for that. And we shouldn't be in this unmindful state. And then, to make Allah happy, that is all what Allah wants. Allah didn't create us to punish us. He created us just, and He gave us our whole guideline. You went and buy a machine, and they didn't give you the book. How it must be, it's useless to you. Allah gave us the book also. How to use ourselves. Allah sent 124,000 and the king of them all, He sent Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who practically and theoretically in every way taught us every detail of deen. practically. Istinja, he taught us. What and what, whatever you can think of, he taught us every part of deen. Now just respond to that, fulfill that, and Jannat is waiting for you. Otherwise it's your own doing. If you don't, Allah didn't create us to punish us. Allah didn't create the kuffar to punish them. Allah has made his signs so clear. And how many signs of his so clear? And which we ourselves, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be an ordinary scientist to understand these favors of Allah. So clear they are. Your eyes you are using, your tongue, your brain. Who gave all this? So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities and bring the haqiqat of it within us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah. Yom Jum'ah, we're having a Wisai Jalsa in the Johannesburg region. Starting from the Jummah Salat, Sayyidina Hazrat will be giving bayan in the Mayfair Masjid, and other masjids also a program will take place. And then after Asr will be a program, after Isha also, it's all on the website, and on the poster also outside the masjid, after the Isha Salah in Auckland Park, and then Yom Sabt, the program will continue, ladies program also, men's program. After the Asr Salat until the Isha Salah in Crosby Masjid, there will be the Islahi Jalsa taking place. So Ahmad requests for all brothers to participate and to bring his other brothers also for this program, inshallah. And one other announcement is that for the month of Ramadan, those brothers who intend sitting for 40 days, you should please, inshallah, send their names from beforehand so we can start making an exam from now. So at least we know exactly how many brothers will be coming. So 30 days, 40 days, whatever time, we should try to encourage ourselves also to come for 40 days, spend our 40 days. And not only 1 year, as I said, nearly every year we should try to come, spend 40 days or 30 days, whatever other time, but we should please send our names beforehand. Jazakallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa Ashabihi wa Barik wa Sallim. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.